A good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Larry Gerdes. He's the CEO of Transcend Services, which trades on NASDAQ. The stock symbol is TRCR. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
Thank you, Jack.
Now, your Transcend has grown tremendously over the past 4 years. Your company is generating about $50 million in revenues and has some tremendous cash flow. And you're in the medical transcription business. Most people have never heard of this industry. What is it exactly that you do?
Actually, Transcend has grown so rapidly that we are currently at a revenue run rate of over $65 million. The transcription business, we are focused just on medical transcription. It's the capture of dictation from physicians at clinics and hospitals around the country, and then it's converting that dictation into text in the most efficient way possible. Typically, that has been typing that portion of the report and then getting that report back to that clinic or hospital in whatever manner they would like it to be returned. Now, the industry has changed the last several years because technology has now gotten to the point where we have the opportunity to implement other tools to aid in production like speech recognition or even to allow the physician at the clinic or hospital to do their own editing if they would so choose.
Okay, so it sounds like a simple business. What is it that you do different than other companies in this industry?
First of all, it's important to point out that Transcend focuses predominantly on hospitals and not clinics. The key to Transcend's success is all around customer service. We are organized in a way that we focus all of our operating talent on the customer themselves, and we make it our highest priority that every decision or action we take is with the customer in mind. The way we are organized in our operational organization with regional operations managers and those folks having all of the necessary resource to deliver service is critical, and it's the reason Transcend is ranked as the leader in the industry in service. The other overriding goal in our company is to be the best place in the industry for our transcriptionists to work. That's critically important because the transcription population is actually shrinking. It's an aging population. They work entirely in Transcend from their homes, and it's very, very important that we keep them motivated and wanting to work for Transcend.
Okay. And so you're essentially all the transcriptions are actually done by human beings?
Yes.
Basically, okay. Now, how big is the overall market for medical transcriptions?
The overall market is over $12 billion in size, so it's very, very large. That includes transcription at all clinics and hospitals, and it also includes transcription that's currently being done by the hospital staff themselves. So when you look at the $12 billion market, about 60, maybe 50 to 60% of it is still done by personnel at the hospital or clinic. The other 50 to 60% of the market is predominantly outsourced. We focus, as I mentioned before, on the hospital market. So we look at our end market at something in the neighborhood of $2.5 billion.
Okay. So and this is $2.5 billion. Is that in the U.S. or is that worldwide?
That's just U.S.
Okay, so $2.5 billion in the U.S. Now, my next question is, what is the value that you offer your customers? Like, what differentiates you? Is it the quality? Is it price? Is it both?
There are three things that are very important to hospitals when they make their decision for transcription. First is quality and the accuracy of the report itself. Second is the turnaround time of that report because it's critical to the delivery of patient care, so it's very important that document is delivered between or within contracted turnaround times. And then finally, they want something that is cost-effective because cost is very, very critical to the healthcare industry as it goes through the current economic situation.
Okay. And can you give us an overview of the competitive landscape? You know, what other players are there in the industry, and how do you rank?
The industry is very competitive. There are relatively few large companies, and Transcend is actually the third largest in the nation. Transcend is only one of two public companies in this market space. And past the top 5 to 10 companies, it's a very fragmented industry with thousands of small local regional operators.
So is there an opportunity for consolidation? Are there M&A opportunities in this industry right now?
Yes. Transcend will grow in the future two ways. One, organically, which we think can provide us growth rates of 15% or better. But secondly, there is a real opportunity for consolidation. There are a few reasons for that. First, it's hard for the smaller firms to invest in technology the way they need to, especially as technology changes, such as the adoption of speech recognition. Secondly, it's becoming harder for small regional firms to compete, especially on the larger decisions. And then third, these small operators eventually do like to consider exit opportunities for their business. And Transcend, with its reputation in the industry, is one of the favored exit opportunities for these folks.
Okay. How many acquisitions have you made so far?
That's a loaded question because we made six or seven acquisitions in the 90s when we first got into the business. But then in the last 3, 4 years, we've made four, and we are continuing to pursue acquisitions all the time.
Okay. Now, I just took a brief look at your company. What was behind the really rapid growth over the last few years as opposed to when you first started?
The real change in our company is reorganizing our field operations, as I mentioned earlier, to focus on the customer themselves. We made an acquisition back in 2005 of a Florida-based company called Medical Dictation, Inc. That company had a tremendous culture, tremendous customer service focus, and it was organized in a way unlike Transcend or other large companies. We made the bold decision of inheriting and embracing that culture and moving it across the entire company. So in 2006 and 2007, we reorganized our field operations, as I had described earlier, and Sue McGrogan, who came to us from MDI, took over those operations. So one of the cornerstones for the success you've seen in the last 3 years is a tremendous level of customer service and very high customer retention rates.
And this was so really all this growth and has come from as a result of this MDI acquisition then?
Not all of it, but a significant part of the growth has come from that. We
I
also
think it's been the key to sort of the overall success of the company.
The key to the success of the customer satisfaction has been embracing the MDI model. That has led to our ability to increase organic sales because of our reputation in the marketplace and also to increase our customer retention. This marketplace is one that has been characterized by a higher customer turnover and employee turnover than you'd find in other industries. But our customer retention is extraordinary. So you can say one way, shape, or form, that change in our focus on the customer has led to a significant amount of our growth. And, of course, a lot of our growth has come from that acquisition and subsequent acquisitions.
Okay, well, that's great that it's made such an impact. What kind of impact is the current economic or healthcare environment having on your business, if any?
We're fortunate that we're in the healthcare industry because we continue to grow and the industry is somewhat recession resistant. So our customers remain viable. They continue to have a requirement to deliver service. But what has happened is there is a renewed interest in electronic patient information, whether it's a personal healthcare record that you've heard about or the electronic medical record. Transcend and our documentation represent some 30 to 50% of the ultimate electronic record in the hospital, and we are more and more providing that electronically through interfaces directly into the hospital's electronic record. So the economic times that we see today have not specifically affected our industry, other than there is an appreciation for cost effectiveness, so it is under some price pressure. But more importantly, there's a real need for data and patient information as healthcare overall has accepted the responsibility of starting to control its costs, as we see our federal government emphasizing the need for an electronic record, and healthcare across a broader expanse of our population.
Okay, Larry, I'd like to sort of return to the question about the competition. You mentioned you're the third largest in the industry. Who are the other two key players, and what are they doing in terms of revenues?
MedQuest is the largest in the industry, and their combination last year with CBay has resulted in a company of about $400 million in revenue, so they're significantly larger than us. The second largest company is a company by the name of Spherus. Spherus remains private, and it's about a $180 million company. And then Transcend, as I mentioned earlier, is at a current run rate of about $65 million.
Okay, now I guess my next question is, how soon can we see you take a larger portion of that overall $2.5 billion market?
As I mentioned, we'll grow two ways. One, our sales engines continue to improve, and we've had great sales success the last six quarters. And so I think our organic growth from internal sales will be in the neighborhood of 15%, hopefully better. I think that acquisitions can add to that growth rate, so the current growth rates find us in the 35 to 40% rate. And I think we can continue that pace. In fact, the last two acquisitions we made were made with 100% cash, and all of that cash came from internally generated cash in the operation itself with no new debt. And so we expect to be over a 30% grower for the foreseeable future, and about half of that will come organically and a half will come through acquisitions.
Okay, now that leads me to the next question. You have some pretty impressive metrics. Is this a normal in your industry right now? I mean, do your other competitors, are they delivering these types of numbers, or is this something that is unique to Transcend?
I think our financial model is at the top of the industry. Our margins are very good. You may have seen over the last 3 years, our gross margins have gone from 18 to 36%. Our EBITDA margins have gone from basically break even 3 years ago to about 18 or 19%. And our pre-tax margins have gone from basically break even to 17 or 18%. So our margins and our P&L have improved significantly over the last 3 years. And then our return on assets and our return on equity are extraordinary. I think they're extraordinary for the industry. I think they're extraordinary for any industry, both being in excess of 25%. I think we can sustain that. They may come down slightly as our balance sheet grows and we employ more assets and our equity accounts go up. But there is no reason for our financial performance not to continue. The other thing that's very important to note with Transcend is 100% of our revenue is recurring, so that it's easier for us to forecast and predict our future.
Okay. Now, can you give us maybe share with us your background and some of the key members of your management team?
I began my career in the hospital information systems business with a startup that we began in Illinois by the name of HBO and Company. It has since grown to be the largest HIS company in the industry and was acquired by McKesson some 8 or 9 years ago. And it's a company that does revenues of probably between $1.5 billion and $2 billion. I have been with Transcend since the early 90s when we made the acquisition of its predecessor company. Suma Grogan, who I've mentioned, who runs all of our operations, grew up in the transcription business, started a company in Florida that was 12 or 13 years old when we made the acquisition in 2005. So she's a real industry veteran and very well known in the marketplace. Leo Cooper, who's our executive VP of sales and marketing, is a real sales and marketing veteran, has been in healthcare his entire career, was actually with Transcend in the 90s and then returned a year ago to rebuild our sales organization, and he's doing a great job. Lance Cornell, who's our CFO, joined Transcend some 4 years ago. He's a veteran. He's been involved in over 45 acquisitions through his career, has had numerous equity offerings and lots of experience in that space. And they make up our senior team. Underneath Sue, we have a cadre of very seasoned regional operations managers. There are 9 of them. Each of them manages between $5 and $7 million of revenue, and they have the relationship with the customer and have total responsibility for that customer and that customer satisfaction.
Okay, great.
I might add, let me add one more thing. We have 2 other key executives. Scott Robertson, who is our chief technical officer, has been with the company over 10 years. He handles all of our technology and our platforms, which are very important component of our service. And then Jeff Felshaw, who's our vice president over operations, is in charge of all implementation, installation of new customers, as well as all of our customer support organizations.
Okay. Now, Larry, let me ask you, do you feel that, you know, Wall Street or the investment community completely understands the Transcend story? And if not, you know, what is it that they're missing?
We remain somewhat unknown on Wall Street. One of the reasons is we're still relatively small. Secondly, transcription is not a well-known industry, and we are only one of 2 public players. Third, we don't have anyone really following our company. We have singular research on the West Coast who follows our company, and then we have a small Midwest firm that follows our company, but we have no major bank analysts that write about the company. And so as a result, we're somewhat unknown. Our trading volumes have improved significantly over the last 2 to 3 months as we are starting to hit 52-week highs, and our stock has improved probably some 80 to 90% since April. So that has helped, but there is no particular reason that, you know, stems from the company's performance. It's just that we're an unknown industry and we're a relatively small company.
So, in other words, the transcription industry is not seen as a glamour industry, whereas what may be missing is, you know, the tremendous growth rate and, you know, the profitability. The business story, I guess, is not as appreciated as it could be.
Yeah, you're right. We're not glamorous. We are a service business. We are all about delivering service to that customer. I would say there are 2 things that are starting to change that. One, Transcend 5 years ago started implementing speech recognition as a productivity tool for its workforce. We're leading the industry in the adoption of speech recognition and the results, and the productivity results have been compelling. Over 50% of our work now goes through speech recognition engines and results in drafts that are edited rather than typed. So of our 1,500 medical language specialists around the country, some 600 or 700 have become really knowledge experts and have become editors of drafts coming out of speech recognition. The second initiative that Transcend's undertaking that is not really understood in our industry is the fact that the transcribed documents make up some 40 to 50%, if not more, of that medical record in the hospital. As there is this emphasis on the electronic record, there is also an emphasis on the utilization of data. Data in healthcare is critical. It's not only critical for marketing to understanding how drugs are prescribed and utilized in the industry and how care is delivered, but it's also critical in hospitals not only monitoring their performance and how that performance is recognized in patient encounters and revenue, but also physician behavior and how hospitals can monitor physician behavior to certain standards and core measures or core values that those hospitals and the federal government have established. So Transcend has undertaken an initiative with its customers to see if the data that's coming through our documents can be mined in a way to provide critical medical alerts and core measure evaluation to not only evaluate how that hospital is performing, but possibly shape and influence behavior.
Okay. Now, finally, let me ask you, where do you see Transcend 3 years from now? What will the company look like in an ideal world?
We have the desire to obviously be the leader in the industry. We are recognized as one of the leaders now as far as quality and customer service. We're the third largest, as I mentioned earlier. I think we can. We have the management team and the operating model that is scalable to allow growth in excess of 30% over the next several years. As a result, I think that we will be a significantly larger company 3 years from now. I think we'll also continue to improve on our implementation of speech recognition. And then hopefully we'll play an important role in healthcare as the electronic record matures and the utilization of data becomes even more important. So I would envision that Transcend will remain the leader in a marketplace that will continue to grow, continue to gain an importance in the industry. And, of course, we are in a very robust industry itself in healthcare.
Okay. Well, Larry, thank you for joining us. And I'm sure our audience looks forward to following your progress in the months ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.